The National Weather Service says last month was the driest January on record for the Sacramento region. The agency's records go back to 1877. Michelle Mead is with the National Weather Service office in Sacramento. She joins us now. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Steve.
Michelle, remind us, when was the last time we had measurable rain in the Sacramento region?
We really haven't seen much since about December 15th. So it has been a dry one.
The driest January on record, what does that mean? Is California on its way to a fourth year of drought?
We are definitely watching those numbers very closely. January is typically the wettest month for Sacramento and much of Northern California. So for us to see hardly any or no precipitation across the valley is not a good sign for our drought to be improving anytime soon.
Why are we still in a drought? What kind of weather pattern is blocking snow and rain from reaching the region, yet other parts of the country are getting bombarded with winter storms?
Typically in January, we do see a drying period that lasts for about 2 weeks. So when the ridge built in around Christmas time and was lasting into the first week of January, we weren't overly concerned because that can typically happen in January. However, that ridge of high pressure decided to basically take up camp right along the West Coast, including California. So that kept all of the weather systems north of our area. And we did have a few systems that actually skirted to the south. So Southern Cal and then the desert southwest actually saw some precip. But unfortunately, majority of the state did miss out on our typically very wet month of January seeing any storms.
Well, what are the chances we could get maybe a lot of storms in Northern California over the next few months?
February and March are still one of our top three wettest months, so there is still some hope. However, when we started the wet season October 1st, you know, we crunched some numbers, and we basically would have needed 150% every month of precipitation and snowpack, basically starting in December, so December, January, February, and March. As we all recall, December was a very wet month for us, and we were pretty close to that 150% in most locations. But with January being the driest on record, most of those gains that we saw in December have virtually been wiped out, and we're actually below normal again for precipitation numbers. There is still hope. As you recall, last year, February and March, Mother Nature decided to play nice and brought some storms to our region. And it is looking like later this week, we could actually start to see a little more rain and some high elevation snow making it back into the Northern California region by the end of the week and into the weekend.
Michelle, you and your colleagues at the National Weather Service follow these weather patterns, you know, all day long. What's the mood like there? I mean, how does the drought affect you guys?
You know, we live here too, and water is important to us, so we definitely keep an eye on it. We get pretty excited when we see the storms headed our way. It's been a pretty quiet January, so like I said, this weather system that we're watching for later this week is kind of exciting for us because it does look like it could be a pretty wet one, and that's exactly what we need here in California because we all need the water.
Michelle Mead is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Sacramento. Thank you, Michelle.
You're very welcome, Steve. Have a great day.
You'll find more drought coverage at our website, capradio.org. This is Capital Public Radio News.